not be led astray by the alluring temptations of this world and in sin, but you can walk above. Hallelujah. You can even soar into the heights. How does an eagle fly? How does an eagle, come on, oh, this is a good preacher. How does the eagle find the updraft? Oh, honey, you've heard this before. The updraft of the heat of this earth, how does he circles and circles. I'm talking about an eagle. Does he flap his wings? Does he flap? No, he soars. He launches himself off the highest cliff, and he soars until what? He finds a thermal updraft of heat coming out of the atmosphere of the earth. And he just finds it like the jet stream, and he just circles, and he gets higher and higher and higher and higher. Somebody smile. Higher and higher in the Lord, or in the air. And you and I, as children of God, when we come to church, we can find that spirit, that spiritual updraft that Jan is talking about, and we can leave soaring with the Lord. Can you say amen? It's the truth. We don't have to gravel around on the earth like an old turkey, okay? Nothing wrong with turkeys. I love them at Christmas. I love to eat them things. But I tell you what, a feeder goose, an old turkey, they're not going to get high in the sky. Amen. But you know, I read this bumper sticker the other day that said, I'd rather be flying. Amen. And you know what? I would love to be flying, and I'm soaring right now. Amen. How many of you are going to get with me? And you're going to join right in with me? And we're going to enjoy the Spirit of the Lord. I know we've got a small number here today, but that's okay. That's all right. I am ministering to you. You are ministering to God. You will be fed the Word of God, and you will go home strengthened by might and by the power of God in your inner man. I've read that already this morning. I don't think I can preach without quoting that scripture. Samson was a strong man. Come on, I told you this Wednesday night. Samson was a strong man physically, but very weak spiritually. I want to be a strong man in the Lord, don't you? Absolutely. So when we know who we are in Christ, the enemy of our soul, the old devil, he is just absolutely commanded to retreat. Amen? And we are confident in the living God that the devil is not going to rule or reign over me. I wrote this down this morning. Amen. Now, just because you see that little tab right there, that doesn't mean the sermon's going to be that short. I'm here till 12:15. No, just joking with you. Listen to me. We must ask ourselves, are we reigning with Christ? Or are we slaves to our circumstances? There is no way Satan can make you sin. There is no way the devil can make you sin. The only way that he can even tempt you is by persuasion. Folks, that's some heavy stuff. I just wish you'd take it home. Come on now. I wish you could just take it home. The only way that you will sin, the only way I will sin is by choice, by persuasion. Why would Jesus, in the most beautiful prayer ever prayed in the scripture, why would he say, and lead us not into temptation? Does that mean that he is going to lead you into temptation today? No, sir. That prayer is meant for you and me as children of God. The prayer is like this: God, help me as your child. Help me to not yield to the temptation. God, as you, God, as you lead me, enable me, enable me to not yield to the temptations of the world. Let's give our Lord a praise clap. I'm serious. I'm serious today. Thank God, we have a power. We have the Spirit of the Lord ruling and reigning in us, that daily, we overcome the wile, W-I-L-E, the trickery, the wiles of the devil. I'm talking about spiritual warfare, people. I'm talking about what the Scripture says in Ephesians chapter 6 and 10. Let's go there. Ephesians 6 and 10. Ooh, I feel the Lord. Finally, my brethren, for all of you who are here Wednesday night, we're going to borrow about 5 minutes of Wednesday night's sermon, okay? Will that be all right with everybody? Absolutely. Say amen. Smile and say amen. Good, good, good. Verse 10, Ephesians 6 and 10. Ephesians 6 and 10. Read it out loud. Verse 10. And finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Why would the Apostle Paul, why would Paul encourage us to be strong in the Lord? Because it just so happens God knows that there is a devil out here to shun. There is a hell out here to shun. And there is a temptation that will lead us to fall into his traps unless we are cautious enough to turn aside from the sin that would so easily beset us. That's Bible, people. And aren't you glad that we have the power of the Holy Spirit to set our feet to dancing? We had the power of the Holy Spirit to set our heart to dancing too, that we can overcome the enemy. Say amen. Say amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. Finally, my brother. This word finally, you see it there, verse 10? This word finally indicates that we are strong in the Lord, and that we can be continually strong in the Lord. You know, the sunshine out here that we're enjoying today came up this morning. Praise God. It was interesting as we flew east, Jan and I flew east, 36,000 feet high. We flew right over Alaska. We saw the Bering Strait. I looked out the window and I could not believe my eyes. It's a wonderful thing to just imagine. It only took 11 hours to fly to Tokyo, Japan from Houston, Texas, nonstop. But watch, going east, we never ran out of sunlight. It was daylight outside the window continually for 11 and a half hours. But coming home, it was different. It was different. We were flying west, and we went through day and night and day again before we got home. Interesting, isn't it? What am I saying? I'm trying to tell you, whether it's daytime or nighttime. Ooh, this is good preaching. Whether it's raining or the sun is shining, the devil is still the same. But he's not the same forever. Only Jesus is the same today, tomorrow, and forever. In fact, what does the Scripture say? He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We can rely in the rain, in the sunshine. We can rely in the light or in the darkness. We can rely upon His Word to give us a supernatural strength to overcome His wile. The wiles of the devil means the trickery of the enemy. Now, folks, I'm preaching truth this morning, and the Bible tells us to be strong in the Lord. And this word finally, in verse 10, chapter 6, finally My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power. This word, finally, enables us to understand, Brother John, that everything in Ephesians, from chapters 1 to chapter 3, or chapters 1, 2, and 3, is there to enable us to live an overcoming life and understand who we are in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Soaring in the height of God. I hope you are. But this scripture in chapter 2 and verse 10 tells us that we are seated. Look at verse 10. For we are, 2 and 10. 2 and 6, yeah, forgive me. verse 6, and hath raised us up together and made us what? Read it. And hath made us sit together in heavenly places in Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at verse 14. For he is our peace, who hath broken down, or hath made one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of the commandments contained in ordinances, to make in himself of two one new man, so making peace. Read 16 out loud. You ready? This is 2:16. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereof, and came and preached peace to you who were far off and to them that were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Lord. Isn't it a wonderful thing that God has given us all of his promises, his blessed spiritual promises, that we can live that overcoming life on this earth? Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Amen. God has called us to sit with Christ. He has called us to stand with Christ. He has called us to walk with him, to reign with him. The scripture is beautiful in that Ephesians has established us in an unshakable confidence. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. We can enjoy the mighty presence of God continually, day in and day out. We can walk in this fact, and here Paul is telling us that we are seated with God. This speaks of the things that he wants us to enjoy. No longer are we slaves. No longer are we slaves to the devil. No, we are reigning. We are established. We are no longer an enemy of God. You know, isn't it a shame that Paul said that one time he was an enemy of the cross? What a shame. Oh, but the blood of Jesus Christ made quick work of sorrow and shame and suffering. Amen. Amen. Because the man fell to the ground, crying out for mercy, pleading the blood of Jesus. He cried out, what would you have me to do? Amen. I'm talking about the Apostle Paul today, and he at one time said he was an enemy. This is the thinking now. He said he was an enemy of the cross. But I'm glad today that I am sitting with him around the great throne someday to be. Thank you, Jesus. I want to close by reading to you the words of the 23rd Psalm. You can just turn to it if you'd like. You don't have to, but being seated with Christ, walking with Christ, standing with Christ. Say these words out loud. Walking with Jesus, standing with Jesus, seated with Jesus. Walking, standing, and seated with God, we have rest. Rest. He is our peace. He has broken down every wall. So finally, we find ourselves in the presence of the Lord, seated with the Good Shepherd. Would you like to close your eyes? In the presence of Jesus, the Good Shepherd,
there is no more need or want. He has bid me to lie down and to find rest without fear. My soul is refreshed. I am His for righteousness' sake. Death and evil is ever present, yet He protects me with His rod and staff. A beautiful thought that I am seated at the table of God. I am seated at the banqueting table, enjoying God, enjoying His blessing of gladness. Verse 6 says of Psalm 23, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely in this world there shall be tribulation, but Jesus said, be of good cheer, I have overcome.